You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Rockledge. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We thank God for another time. Another time, amen, another time again to come into your homes, into your cars, about the radio station, WWB. 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, it's time for your miracle. Tell somebody, text somebody, call somebody, and let them know. Tune into the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Things are happening. Things are happening. Why? Because God has made it possible. Things are happening because God has spoken it into existence. I want you to know it's time for your miracle. You just believe God. Believe God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Believe God. Take him at his word because he's still God. And there, besides him, there is no other. Yes, yes. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I know he's going to do it. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God can do it. Praise our God, for he's good all the time. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. If you're able to bow your heads, if you're able to, come on, if you're able to bow your heads, amen. If you're able to bow your heads and go in the word of prayer with me, come on. If you're driving along, keep focused, but in your heart, you can bow your head. Come on, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. Come on, hallelujah. We thank you because you're still on the throne. We thank you because you kept us throughout the night. Hey, glory to God. You kept us throughout the night, Father. And Father, we thank you because we woke up this morning, rose in our right mind, with the activity of our limbs, Father, with the blood running warm in our veins, Father. We thank you this morning, God. Some had to go to work this morning, God. Lord, some are taking care of business this morning, Father. We thank you for the favor of God, Father, even the protection while they're working, Father. And so perhaps somebody may have a day off, God. Cover them today, God. Perhaps today, oh God, hallelujah, they're on going vacation, God. Cover them in your blood, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you because your word, hallelujah, your word is our bond, hallelujah. Your word is your bond towards us, God, and our word is our bond towards you, God. Those that love you, God, we thank you for bringing them to the foot of the cross. And Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name, amen. 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 Listen, another time, another time. It's another time, another day, another season. Amen. It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. What you can and what you would do for me. What will you do it for me? Come on. Tell somebody. It's time for my miracle. It's time for me to come out. It's time for me to come out. We want to thank God for all of you. Amen. It's out there this morning. We're going to give a good God bless you. Shout out to Lady Watkins, our wife. My wife. Praise God. Praise God that God will continue to touch your body, amen, and touch your, we pray right now for all our ones that are tuning in again, amen, to our church mother, amen, God bless you, and all our prophetess, amen, God bless you, all our evangelists, amen, that make up the power of faith, and our elders, and all the congregation that make up the power of faith, healing, and deliverance temple, amen, hallelujah, we want to send out a God bless you to you, amen, again, we thank God for you, 1219 South Street, amen, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, none other than the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. We want to thank all of you, amen. We want to send our special thanks to all of you that have prayed for us during our time of bereavement hour in the passing of my uncle, Apostle James McMillan. We want to thank God for you all in your prayers, amen, that God took us over the dangerous highway, brought us back safely, let us in with families while we went through this difficult grieving time. Praise God. Amen. But God saw us through it. Praise God. And continue to pray for my aunt. God bless you. And I continue to pray for you that those going through the bereavement hour, the Green family. We want to continue to pray for you all. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. We want to continue to pray for Sister Brenda, the Davis family. We want to pray that God see you through the Orange family. Amen. Sister Lovely, Sister Rojane, Sister Hattie, and Prophet Lonnie Stafford, we pray for you all that God will see you all through. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know, you know, and to the Murphy family, amen. We praying for you all till, hallelujah. We praying for you all, hallelujah, that God will see y'all through this difficult time. Hallelujah. Glory. Miranda, we praying for you that God will see you through. Amen. And the brothers, amen, that God will see you all through in the passing of Mother Murphy. Amen. And Melbourne, we praying for you all. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts today again through the word of God, because, you know, there are times we go through difficult things and we got questions in their minds and they want to, you know, trying to understand why is this happening, and if God was God and he wouldn't allow this to happen, he, you know, God, that can't be God. God won't do this. God won't do that. But I'm telling you with all that's in me tonight, today, praise God. I want you to know God is still God. He can do anything. He can do anything. He's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. Praise our God. He's a God. He's a God that can do anything. There is no other God besides him. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody say, well, they may try this. And no, there's no other God like the God we serve. Because by he is who he say he is. His word is our bond to us. His word, he's a keeper. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to do what David did. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways, we got to do what acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Praise our God. The God that we serve. The God that I know. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's still on the throne. Praise our God. He's still on the throne. He ain't going nowhere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word, hallelujah, my word is going to stand forevermore. You know, people say they want to go to heaven. But I come back to tell you, heaven and earth is going to pass away. But oh, the word, we got to be founded in the word. We got to be rooted and grounded in the word. Praise our God. So we will be able, come on here, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy once we stand on the word and operate in the word. See, the word of God, okay, because in the it said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and without him there was nothing made, because he is the word. He is the word. When you're going through some things, come on, somebody say, I'm looking for a word. No, we got to get in the word. Get in the word, stay in the word, and be ready when he comes. So the word, David said, our word, I've hid in my, that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You got to hide the word in your heart. Come on, somebody. You got to get this word off these pages. Come on. You got to get this word into your spirit. So when once you are going through some difficult times, some difficult situations, excuse me, in your life, guess what comes out of you? The word. Guess what you be thinking on? The word. Come on here. Hallelujah. Guess what you be meditating on? The word. Why? Because the word is in me. The word is in me, and the word is going to come out me when I'm yet going through. Come on. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Again, the word of God take permanent. The word of God take root. Come on. The word of God. Come on. You can send the word. You can send the word into the atmosphere and decree and declare in the atmosphere that the word will conquer whatever the enemy is trying to do. Praise God. Somebody need to tell somebody. Apostle is on the air. Apostle is on the air. Come on. Hallelujah. Over here in 2024. Come on. I know it just got in. And I know it's something is still going through. But you got to tell the devil. Come on. Just because the year have changed. Come on. That don't mean the word have changed. The word is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I am the Lord God, and I changes not. Come on, somebody. He changes not. Hallelujah. Oh, you got to hear me out there this morning. Hallelujah. You may be on the freeway. Hallelujah. Driving in your truck. Come on. Hallelujah. In your rig. Just resting. Come on. You may be just driving in your car on US-1. But hear me what I'm saying today. You got to use the word. Come on here. You got to use the word. That's the only thing the enemy understands. The word of God. He don't understand you pouting. He don't understand you crying and want to give up. He don't understand that. He take delight in that. He joy in that. Because he said, well, I got him bound into crying, into worrying. But you begin to apply pressure with the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on. You apply pressure with the word. Because I'm reminded, hearing the word of God, I'm reminded when Jesus had fasted. After Jesus came out for 40 days fast, and he was led into the wilderness. Come on, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. According to the scripture here, praise our God. And the Bible says that Satan said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Come on. Yes, he did. He said, command these stones. See, Satan know the word, but he can't live the word. Satan know the word. He quote the scripture. Come on. Just don't quote the scripture, but know what the meaning of the scripture is when you quote it and know what it can do. Come on. So the Bible also goes on to say right here, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus came back being who he was, the word, being who he is, the word. Come on, he said, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that what proceeded out the mouth of God. See, the word got to, in the midst of what you're in, I don't know, I'm just going to go this way. The word that what you're in, you got to have some word for the situation. That was good right there, Apostle. I knew it was. You got to have a word in you for the situation. You can't let the situation have you and you don't have no word. Come on. So what you're saying, Apostle, I'm in this. Yes, you're in that. Guess what? But greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. What's in you? The word. What's in you? The word. What's in you? The word. Come on. He said he sent his word and he healed them. He healed them so you can send the word and believe God through his word that I'm healed. You ain't talking nothing. You ain't talking nothing because you're going through some stuff. You ain't talking nothing because you think you're not going to come out of some stuff. Come on. You ain't talking about what you're in. But I guarantee you, while you in it, you start talking the word. You start saying what the word said. I am an overcomer. You start saying what the word said. Isaiah said, he was wounded for my transgression, and he was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am healed. The word. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Start talking the word. No weapon that form against me shall prosper. Come on. Start talking the word. Not what you're in. Start speaking the word. Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm just going to go through the Hall of Fame of speaking the word here this morning. According to the word of God. Remember the centurion man. Come on. You're all over everywhere. But now I'm talking about the word. The centurion man said, I am not worthy for you to come up under my roof. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Say, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But all I want you to do, you ain't got to come. Ah, God. All you got to do, all I want you to do is what? Speak the word. Come on. Somebody need to put in there, speak the word. Come on. All I want you to do is speak the word. You ain't got to prophesy to me. You ain't got to lay your hands on me. You ain't got to come. This is what this man was saying. He said, just speak the word. I got enough faith in you and believe that the word that's come out of your mouth is going to take care of the situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to take care of the situation. Why? Because it's power in the word. Why? Because the Bible said, and his word is sharp and a two-edged sword. Going in. Come on. Going in. Cutting, piercing, get to the joint in the marrow of the bone. The word of God. The word of God. When you got God's word, praise God, you got everything you need. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes people say, I give you my word on this. I give you my word on this. And let them get upset. Come on. Come on. They don't bite the word. But when you got God's word, you got everything. You got everything. Speak the word. If I wanted to title this message, this little thought this morning, speak the word. Speak the word and speak the word only. Speak the word and speak the word only. See, when you start speaking the word, I'm talking about line on line up, precept on precept. Come on, you're going to get results through the word. Come on here. The word is, this word is our lifeline. This word right here, come on. I'd rather be founded in the word than to be founded in confusion. I'd rather be founded in the word than be found in variation. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to speak the word. Hallelujah. In the midst of what you in, tag and share. Speak the word. You can't, because one thing, when you speak in the word, you're not walking by what you see. One thing, when you're walking in the word, you're not resting in what is going on. You're resting in the word. Come on. God bless you. You're resting in the word. Come on. You're connected in the word. And the word is connected in you. Come on. Hallelujah. So what you do is you do what the word has instructed us to do. Come on. That's why people can't understand you. Praise God. Those of you that is walking and speaking in the word, that's why they can't understand when chaos is around you, how you can be in perfect peace when a time like this, we're in a time like this. Why? Because the word says, I will do what? Keep you, oh my God, in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is what? Stayed on thee when you're in the word of God. Come on, you need to tell somebody. They need to get on here. You need to tell somebody. Come on, turn your radio on because Apostle is speaking the word over me. I'm in a situation right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to speak the word. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't know. I'm in a situation and I can't make it happen. No, you can't make it happen, but you speak the word and it's got to happen. Come on. Because it's what? Power. It's authority in the word of God. Hallelujah. It's authority in the word. Come on. You know why? Because Jesus have given you his word. Above all, his name. He has given you his word. Come on. And his word has a meaning. His word. If you act it, God will back his word up. If you stand on his word, he'll make, hallelujah. Don't it tarry. Come on, you got to believe what God's word say. Come on, hallelujah. You got to fight the good fight of faith while you're standing on the word of God. You got to stand on in there. You can't hang on in there. Some people say, I'm hanging in there. You somewhere down the line, you finna be cut down. You got to stand on the word of God. Follow my brethren, according to Ephesians. Follow my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, which is the word of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When you got the word, you can stand. Come on. When you got the word, you can make it. When you speak in the word, faith-filled words dominates. Faith-filled words dominates. Faith-filled words dominate. Faith-filled words dominate when you speak the word of God. Come on. Hallelujah. It's got to come alive to you. Praise God. It's got to come out your belly like a rivers of water. Hallelujah. Flowing out. Come on. When you speak the word of God, when you're going through some stuff, it don't even look like you're going through nothing. Why? Because you're so wrapped up and tied up in speaking the word, you'll be out of it before you know it. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Because why? His word is so powerful. His word is so quick and so sharp. If you speak the word only, come on. Hallelujah. Let's go back in the word of God. When you begin to speak the word, look how the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. Come on. She heard a word that Jesus was passing by. Come on. She heard. She said in herself, within herself, according to the scripture. If y'all know it, we read it, yeah? We've been reading it for years. But she spoke it within herself, the word. She said, my God, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole, powerful, using the word that was in her. Come on. You can speak within you. Speak the word. You ain't got to be speaking it out verbally, but you can be speaking it. It's good to speak out verbally, too. You can speak within you. Speak that word. Rehearse that word. Come on. And when you rehearse that word and you begin to speak it in with you, it comes out and it does what? It accomplishes. For his word, oh my goodness, his word will go out. I wish I had some help on here. His word would do what? Go out and it will accomplish what it has sent it out to do. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Come on. Come on. We gotta speak the word. We gotta be instant in season and out of season. We gotta speak it when they don't want to hear. Come on. Yes. We got to speak it when we don't understand. Come on. We don't understand what I'm going through. We don't understand why it's happening. But I know what the words say. Do you know what the words say? Yes, I do. Come on. I'm more than a conqueror. Do you know what the word says? I'm the head and not the tail. Do you know what the word says? I'm above and not beneath. Come on. I'm a lender and not the borrower. This is what the word is saying. Come on here. I am healed by his stripes. I am healed. This is what the word is saying. The word is not worrying. The word is not fearing. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say that to me. Come on. The word is not stress. Come on. It's not stress. The word is not stress. Come on. The word is smooth. The word ain't worried about that. Because the word know is going to back up what he said. God going to back up what he said. God going to do what he said he's going to do. All we got to do is believe it. All we got to do is trust God. Come on. Come on. I want you to know today, in this little time that I got left, I want you to know today that the word of God take root. The word of God take shape, form, and fashion when you speak his word. Don't allow the word to lay dormant in your life. Don't allow the word not to be manifest in your daily walk, in your life. Speak the word. Decree and declare what the word say over you. Come on. Hallelujah. We're speaking everything else. We're looking for motivation speakers. We're looking for, you got to be motivated. But if the word don't motivate you, you can be listening to motivation speakers all you want. But it takes the word to. It takes the word to do this. You got to get, the original church used to sing a song, get in the word and stay there and be ready when Jesus comes. You got to get in this word. Allow this word to get in you. Hallelujah. You got to allow it to get in you. You got to allow it to operate out of you. You got to use the word of God. When you can't use nothing else, use the word. Because everything else you're using is going down. It's going down. I want you to know today, God is still on the throne. God can do it if you only allow him to do it. Come on, somebody. The word of God is what it is. The word of God. It's what it is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. Use the word of God. Not what you think. Not what somebody told you. Stand on the word of God. Now, if they have told you something from the word, yes, but not their own opinion. Give me the word through this, what I'm in. Tell me how to come out of this, what I'm in, through the word of God. God bless you, Pastor Jones. Come on. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Patty. God bless you, Patty Harvey. I'm telling you, speak the word of God. Speak the word. Declare what the word has said over your life. Go back, get your family through the word of God. Don't argue with them. Don't be stressed out with them. All you got to do is say what the word say, according over their lives, through the word of God. Why? Because he said, my whole household shall be saved. Why? That's his word. Come on. He said, they shall come from the north, children, the south. This is the word. Decree and declare what the word say over your circumstances. Not the circumstances over the word. Oh, that's good, right? Come on. You got to say, Apostle, I've been going through this. I've been going through this year after year. Every time a new year come in, I be so excited in the first part of the year. But, oh, I fall right back. No, open your mouth and decree and declare what the word say about this year. This is your year that of the year of the Lord's release. It's been his year. Every year it's been of the Lord's release, because we got to continue. With this word, we got to continue speaking the word. We got to continue walking by faith, not by sight. Because what we see is only temporary. But his word is everlasting. Oh, excuse me. His word is everlasting. His word is eternal. Come on. Come on, y'all. He is right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he what? Changes not. This word is ain't going. This word right here. This word right here, it ain't gonna change. This word gonna change me and you. But this is not gonna change. For it's already written. It's already written. Like he told Satan, remember what we was talking about earlier? He said, for it is written. It's already written. The word is already written. Hallelujah. It ain't gonna change. But it'll change you. It'll change the circumstances. It'll change the situation. The word of God. The word of God. 2 minutes. The word of God. It'll change the situation if you allow it. The word of God. Come on. It'll change you. Yes, it will. But you got to do what? Abide in him and he abide in you. You can ask what you will according to his word. According to his will. Come on. But you got to let the word be in you. Not upon you, but be in you. And I guarantee you, God will do exactly what he said he would do. Come on. He's a man. He had to honor his word. He had to honor his word. 1 minute. My time is come and gone. Those of you that's under the sound of my voice and don't know Jesus in your heart, just in case, let me give you an opportunity. He said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And that's just as simple as that. Come on. That's as simple as that. If you believe that, confess it with your mouth, and believe in your heart, you shall be saved according to his word. Now listen, if you need a church home, find your church home. Get in a church home because you need the word. You need the word to grow. Amen. Until my time is coming, gone for the day. But guess what? Friday, same station with WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's time for your miracle. I gotta go. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I got to. That's his word. He ain't gonna leave you. He won't leave you alone. God bless all of you. Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.